America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We're taking your calls on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067, reacting to former coach Jay Gruden joining Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan yesterday, basically saying it will be a disappointment if the Commanders fail to make the playoffs after a 4-1 start. He went on to say he sees the Commanders possibly winning between 10 and 13 games because Jaden Daniels is just so special as a rookie.
Mm. 13 and 4 would be a ridiculous year.
Well, then he's coach of the year.
Coach of the year.
And,
yeah. Well,
then he's, and then he's certainly in the MVP discussion.
He's actually
discussion.
Coach of, like, the century. Yeah. If the Commanders improve to 13
Peters
wins.
Will be executive of the year.
Oh, yeah. Clean sweep of all the categories.
Yeah.
Jaden wins MVP, wins rookie of the year. Peters wins executive of the year. So right. on and so on.
Yeah. Right. All right. Let me see here. Let's go.
But that may be a tad aggressive.
The last team with 10 wins that did not make the playoffs, and that was in a 16-game schedule, not a 17, but that was the Dolphins in 2020.
Okay.
So 21, 22, and 23, every team that won at least 10 games got in. So right. that's like your magic marker.
Right.
What's the last 4-1 team? Probably happened last year, but what's the last 4-1 team that didn't make the playoffs?
Mm. I'm going to have to do research on that one.
All right. Let's go.
Caught me off guard with that one.
Let's go to Caleb in Chevy Chase. Caleb, what's up?
Hey, guys. I'm proud of you. You're injecting a dose of reality into the last 4 weeks of listening to you and Grant and Danny and everyone else. Have you figured out what the combined winning percentages of the teams the Commanders have beaten?
Yeah, it's but I still 30%. Think they've beaten okay teams. I don't think – I mean, the records don't necessarily show it.
No, Cleveland sucks.
Okay, Cleveland's bad, but I don't think...
All right, the Giants are playing better now.
The Giants are playing better. The Bengals, we know, that is a solid team. The Bucs, well, we lost,
to, them. Arizona.
Yeah, but when you add in the Bucs, it only goes up to 37%. So yeah. I'm just saying the numbers don't lie.
You're right. I mean...
Well, what do you mean the numbers don't lie?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I think the hype fest that has been on the Fan for the last 4 weeks, I've been rolling my eyes at it. Yeah, we haven't really beaten anyone good. Now, all bets are off. You guys beat Baltimore this weekend, and I'll call in next
There's
week.
There's nobody better. Okay, but I mean, if you beat the Ravens, like, you've beaten the best.
Like, what more do they have to do? They can only play the teams that are presented to them on the schedule.
Like, right.
They,
right.
That's I mean, right. And that's why I'm proud of you for pumping the brakes. Let's not get over our skis.
There's one thing to play a bad team and maybe squeak by them. They're drumming. They're doing exactly what they're supposed
they're
to do.
Throttling the bad teams. Aside from the Giants, that was a squeaker because they couldn't score touchdowns.
And right.
Well, they didn't throttle the Bengals.
No, but they outscored them.
They outscored
38.
Them. Yeah. Last 2 weeks, throttling.
I mean, they've scored 100 and whatever, 100, almost 120 points in the last three games. And it's pretty impressive.
I'm with you.
That's why I say missing the playoffs would be a complete letdown. Thanks for your call. Because if they were to miss the playoffs, it would mean at best they go 5-7 down the stretch. And Jaden would have had to have played bad.
Or he gets banged up and isn't playing, which
both
is
bad outcomes.
Terrifying.
Jaden could play well and the defense just be atrocious.
If Jaden plays well, they're going to win at least half their games.
Yeah.
Especially against the opponents you're talking about.
I hope so.
I didn't find the 4-1 record missing the playoffs, but there have been six times since 1990 where teams have started 5-0 and missed the playoffs.
All right, but we're not that.
Look, the Vikings did it. Look, the percentage is 72%. All right, that's a good percentage. You win this week, it probably goes up to 85%.
I mean, what we know is under Zorn, they started off 6-2.
Yeah.
Finished 8-8, missed the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. I would actually, if they beat the Ravens on the road, I would put their playoff percentages at 100%.
Well, okay. That's,
I mean,
that's a good point.
That just means you're beating one of the better teams in the AFC in their place.
With an injury caveat.
Yeah,
because if Jaden went down.
Did you see when Mariota went in
injury
there?
Yeah.
Oh, it would be a disaster.
Atrocious.
Yeah, it would
just
be bad.
Just chalk up an L if that's the case.
Let's go to Reggie in D.C. Reggie.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey.
Man, I'm disgusted by hearing these Debbie Downer fans. Okay, in Baltimore, right, I'm assuming if you listen to the sports talks in Baltimore, they should be saying the same thing about their defense. Baltimore defense is horrible. They got safeties that are slow. They got a new defensive coordinator that's trying to figure it out. I'm expecting my quarterback to go throw for throw, run for run with Lamar. And I'm expecting us to go in there and win. Is it going to be tough? Every game in the NFL is tough. But when you have a guy under center, right, and you have a good one, a great one, whatever adjective you want to describe Jaden Daniels, then you have a more than 50, 60, whatever percent chance of winning. I don't understand. Why do we think we're going to Baltimore and we don't have a chance?
Well, let's
Baltimore
just say this.
Thank you, Reggie. You're right. Everyone has this ER attitude. Oh, shucks.
Right.
It's the Ravens. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the Ravens are my team that I picked to win it all. So, of course,
yeah,
I think we're underdogs against them.
Expecting to win. We're 4-1. Like, what right. have we done in the last four games that would make you think we can't go in there and win? Cincinnati was the one that I was
stopping
more
the
nervous.
Run.
Yeah, but okay. But again, what does Baltimore defense present to us that we don't present to them?
Fair.
I like the bravado, Reggie.
I like it.
I like
just,
it.
Let's talk this out, Reggie. Let's say Lamar and Jaden, and this would have been an insult to some people, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, but let's say they're a wash. They both have an equal impact on the game, right?
Okay.
You still gotta, and let's just even say that Derrick Henry and our running backs by committee is a wash with Henry. Then it's going to come down to whose defense is better.
If you're saying all of that is a wash and you look at their secondary and you look at our secondary, their safeties are bad and they got a 34-year-old, he's a kid, defensive coordinator that's trying to figure it out. They got the last ranked pass defense. Baltimore's not the same Ravens now. Offensively, I'm with you. It's going to be a
second
problem.
Worst.
Second worst. Jacksonville's the worst.
Their defense is bad. Their defense is bad.
Yeah. The pass defense is bad.
All right, thank you, Reggie.
Bad.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
But to be fair, the Ravens have played a much tougher schedule.
Right.
All right, they've played much better teams, better personnel, not even close. They've played the Chiefs, they've played the Cowboys, they've played the Bills and the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Much tougher schedule.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
So,
yeah, I mean,
Raiders are terrible.
I'm not saying that teams can't go to any stadium and win. It can happen. It's the NFL. Teams can go anywhere and win. We've already seen it. We're out of two freaking survivor pools.
Yeah, it's been a wild season already.
But they're the favorite.
They played the same game against the Bengals that we did.
Two shootouts. Yeah, it was a shootout. But they're the favorite.
Oh, man. I hope it's a 42-38 Commanders win. Oh,
well, that would be incredible.
Are you loading up on the over on that?
I mean, the over is a laughable, what?
52.5.
52.5?
Hey, you still owe me 10 bucks. You want to put it up?
I might. I can be tempted.
I mean, I'm trying to tempt you right now.
I know.
Now.
You are officially tempting me.
All right, let's go to Ron, Poolsville. Ron, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Ron.
I'm just look, I'm hoping for a, I'm not hoping for a win, but I want a good performance, and this is the toughest, I think it's the toughest opponent that they've faced so far. And because it's on the road, man, a win like that. I said the other day, if they go on the road and beat Philadelphia, go on the road and beat Cowboys, those are two statement wins in your.
All right, his phone is your division. That made Valdez chuckle.
I said this.
What a bunch of wimps. I'm dead serious. Bunch of wimps.
I said this.
It's a scarred fan base.
On Sunday, if we beat the Ravens, I'm 100% going to Porky Pig. You're going to be sitting next to my Johnson.
That's fine.
My exposed it's okay. Johnson.
After what I saw yesterday, your exposed Johnson is yeah. It's not going to faze me one bit.
I mean, these are fans of the hottest team in the NFL, and they just have zero confidence
whatsoever.
They got
whatsoever. No swagger.
Zero swag.
No
swagless.
Swagger whatsoever.
What does McAfee always say? Talk your S?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't.
I mean, come on, guys.
I just don't. We don't have that signature win, though. This would be it. This would be the signature
win. This would
win.
Certainly be it if they're able to find a way to win.
I know,
win.
But the Cincy win was a signature win at the time.
It was a great win.
Since he's the greatest
shocker.
Since he's the greatest 1-4 team ever, apparently.
Nobody gave them a shot at beating Cincinnati on the road.
Like you've already done it. You've already had the upset.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, but they're not as good as the Ravens.
They're not, but they were viewed as one of the powers in the AFC.
I agree.
Heading
into
the season.
It was a very good win. It was our best win.
Yeah, I mean,
it was our best win.
If the freaking holder doesn't drop the ball, Bengals might win that game. You know what I mean? Might beat the Ravens.
Okay, I don't even remember. Are you saying with the Ravens? Yeah.
Bengals, Ravens.
Let's go to Warren, Hanover. Warren, what's up?
Good morning, Junks.
What's up, Warren?
I've been this delusional Washington fan for quite some time. But what we're seeing right now with Jaden and the offense playing, it's the truth. I think that, going into Baltimore as heavy underdogs with no respect, we go in there and we're going to, if we win this game, we're going to put Washington back on the map. Then we should be able to beat the Panthers, the Bears. Can't wait to watch Jaden versus Caleb. So, yes, I think a 4-1 start, if we don't make the playoffs, it's disappointing. It's the first time since 2008. That we're off of this start. I do think the key is that we have to run the football in Baltimore to take some early pressure off of Jaden, but we got to take shots, man. We see the last couple weeks.
Well, they've been doing it.
They will.
Yeah.
They will. They'll test that secondary.
Yeah, and I think, too, like the first couple weeks we had a slow start on offense because we weren't getting the best player involved in the game, and that's Terry McLaurin. If we take shots, get him in the game, stretch the field. Diami Brown stretching the field too. I think we have a really good shot to go in there. And I think, what are we, 6.5-point underdogs?
Yeah.
Going into the Ravens, which there's no respect, man. We've been averaging 33 points a game. Things just look different. It's, I told my wife on Sunday, I was like, babe, I couldn't tell you the last time we sat our starters for the last 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I know. No, honestly, yeah. I started thinking about it had that 91 feeling.
Thanks
really
for the call.
Did. I know people don't remember that. But
I like how fans just add points. They're like, 33.5 points per game. It's 31, which is great. It's leading the league. But let's not just add random points.
It just seems so easy for them.
Right.
Is that sustainable? Is the offense sustainable?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. The league makes adjustments. So right now, it looks fantastic.
Where are they going to finish in offense, in points per game at the end of the season?
Well, it'd be hard to believe they're not in the top 10. I was going to say top 10 because,
I think it's top 5.
There might be adjustments. I'm not a defensive coordinator, but there's 5 games of film now, and there's like 8 games of film.
That's fine.
The league may take some things away.
The fact that what they major in, the rushing game, is sticky. That's not going anywhere. And the offensive line is playing way, way above expectations. Go watch what Brandon Coleman did to Myles Garrett over the weekend. You know what he did? He erased him. He erased one of the best players on defense in the entire league.
But teams come back down to earth.
I look
there's injuries. Could be a key injury here and there. Yeah. I mean, Brian Robinson goes out. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Brent Coleman gets hurt. Okay, then you're stuck.
Mm-hmm. I look at Jaden's running ability, and I don't even think he's turned it on completely.
I agree. I don't think he's touched.
And I just think, you know, Lamar Jackson is the best comp to him. And look at Lamar Jackson's winning his winning percentage as a starter mm-hmm. in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He's that good, Jaden Daniels. I don't know if he's as adept as a passer as Lamar, but Lamar's had years in the NFL.
It'll be interesting to see what defensive coordinators do, because obviously they're going to look at every film, every play, and they're going to go, all right, well, this is how he's beating teams, mm-hmm. because guys are taking angles, but they're going right at him, and he just takes one little step right. You can't catch him. He goes, boop, right, bounces out. I wonder what teams are going to do to try and keep him in the pocket.
When they try to attack that, he's going to find a way to counteract whatever they're throwing
at
him.
Of course.
All right, let's go to a couple of these guys here that are real confident. Little in D.C. Little, what's up?
What's going on, Joe? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Man, I listen to y'all a lot in the morning.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Let me say this, man. Kingsbury, we got, first of all the units, man, they're playing with a chip on their shoulder. Mm-hmm. But there's one special unit that's got a gorilla on its shoulder. That's the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this. Kingsbury established the run. He's a mixologist. Hmm. Man, look, Commanders by 10 points, double digits. Man, I called a 40 burger up last week and almost hit it. Games in the fourth quarter.
I love it.
Man, look, Commanders by double digits.
Wow, that is confident.
I want to be running the ball, man, on the Ravens, man. We're going to keep that boy off the field, and Kingsbury will take over the game.
Wow.
I hope you're right.
God bless y'all, man.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Commanders by double digits.
I don't know if this is a red flag.
Call back if it happens.
And I am by no means a defensive coordinator, and I don't know how you'd figure it out. But if you look at next-gen stats, every week they put up a passing chart, and it shows every completion, every incompletion. And one thing that you notice about Jaden Daniels and this offense.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The majority, like by a lot, of his passes are to the right side. Think about the touchdown pass to De'Ami Brown that he rolled out to the right, threw it to Terry McLaurin just this past week. And like chart after chart after chart.
Wouldn't that be
almost
true for most right-handed quarterbacks?
I don't know.
Can you compare it then before you start making any random quarterbacks?
I would assume, especially if he's getting flushed out of the pocket
roll
to the right.
Left and
right.
Throw left.
But there's almost no completions.
Just check
like
it.
On out
just
patterns
to
the
left.
Compare
it to Lamar. Compare it to.
All right, I'll do Lamar Jackson.
You know what I would say to that? Sure. Who cares? Okay.
You may be right.
I mean,
I'm just
you
saying.
Definitely don't want him rolling left and throwing left.
Of course
left.
Not.
I mean, maybe once, but you know, that's not. You don't want to major in any of that. So, of course, that right-handed quarterback
gonna
is
roll
probably
right.
going to
It's the comfort zone.
Right. Yeah.
All right, we'll continue to take your calls at 800-636-1067. And don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, that's in just about 20 minutes, Jonathan Allen from your Washington Commanders. He'll join us at 9 a.m. here on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.